prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for this day, for another year, another Labor Day, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you because we know that you are in control. We ask a special blessing on the two women of God who said yes to your mission and your mandate of founding the TMC call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, we ask that you continue to keep a hedge of protection around Artists International. Lord, we know that you are in control and that we can rest in you. Lord, we thank you for the person who will come forth with the message. We ask that you pour into them a hundredfold that which they pour out into us, and that this message be effective and on time for us. We come expecting your word to move in our lives. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host.
Minister Kai, can you hear me? Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me out there?
Yes, we can hear you. Go on. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning, TMC family. Thank you, Minister Kai, for our tag for the day. Amazing Grace Monday. Thank you so much for opening up this call in prayer this morning. Well, to God be the glory for the great things that he's doing. Good morning, TMC family. This is Stephanie Lauderdale from Inglewood, California. I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on this Labor Day. I hope your day is off to a great start, and we welcome you here to the Master's Call. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010. We are approaching our fifth year, and definitely God has been enriching, enhancing, and empowering lives as we begin our day here on the Master's Call. And we thank God for the great things that he is doing. Every single day that I have the opportunity to dial into this call, I thank God for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because if it was not for them saying yes to the mission and the mandate that the Lord gave them, we would not have this opportunity to gather here in this telecommunication sanctuary. And so I thank God for them each and every single day. I thank God for their commitment and their dedication to the Master first and then to this, the Master's Call. If you are visiting us for the first time, we welcome you, and we would like for you to know, as well as all the listeners out there, that we do have a website, and it's actually an interactive website. And why do I say interactive? Because there is space on there for you to give comments. If you go online to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net, that is our website. All of our messages have been archived from the inception of this call, but there's also different scriptures on there that you could read through. Also, there is a space on there for you to comment. Let us know. Give us some feedback. Tell us how you enjoy this call. Tell us if this call is being a blessing to you. Also, some of you on the line may have a desire to host in this season, or maybe you want to greet the callers as they come on the line, or maybe you have a message that you want to share with the masses. Well, there is an opportunity for you. And so we invite you to dial in to send us an email, actually, at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. So please, please, please make sure you reach out to us via email. Immediately following this call today, we head over to the new morning motivational call. And today is Motivation Monday, and guess who the speaker is for today? That would be me. So I invite each of you to join me immediately following this call on the motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539598#. Also, every day, 12 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Central, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, it's 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have the opportunity to come on to the Millionaire Call. You want to make sure that you get yourself and your guest on the Millionaire Call, because definitely people are signing up and there is exciting information that goes forth every day. I am so excited about the testimonies that we hear daily about how artists and the Levied product is changing people's lives. So please, please, please dial 530-881-1300 and the access code 5395-98#. Make sure you post that on your social media websites, or either if you are not using social media websites, send out a text. Let someone else know to join you on the Millionaire's Call, because definitely things are changing as a result of coming on to that call. And so we thank God for what he's doing. And at this time, we will hear the message that the Lord has sent to us this morning. And so our speaker for this morning, she is no stranger to this call. She has been with us since the beginning, and I thank God for her every single day, because every time I hear her name, every time I see her name, I automatically think now. So our speaker for this morning, Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott, she says, "By no means can any acceptable ideas for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now." Lucille P. Farrell Scott. This statement introduces Dr. Farrell Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which we are living, which is now. There is a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you. She advises you walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. She's a mother, she's a pastor, she's an entrepreneur, she's doing great things, building the kingdom of God. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line none other than Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott. Are you out there, Dr. Lucille?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And good morning to you. It's an honor, always an honor. And a pleasure to be with you guys. So I'm definitely here. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, guys, this is Labor Day. I'm in Brooklyn, so it's a little bit noisy. Anyone who knows what happens in Brooklyn on Labor Day, it's the Caribbean Day Parade. And so I'm trying to get out of Brooklyn, because if I don't get out soon, I'll be stuck here for the next maybe 10 or 15 hours, but the Caribbean folks are really enjoying Brooklyn, and so the traffic, the noise where I am, it's just going to be a little tad noisy, and so I'm just asking you guys to bear with us with that. I'm honored to be on. I give God praise and thanks for the founders of this great call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, and I'm honored with men and women that line up with the mission of God, whatever God is, the mission and the purpose in our lives is awesome when we see men and women line up with the mission. And so I give God praise and thanks for them. You know, Tiffany, I love to hear your voice. I just love hearing the excitement and the exuberance that you bring. And it's just my honor and my pleasure, and I give God praise and thanks. Father, I praise you and I thank you this morning for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're yet to do. Lord, I thank you for these phenomenal women that you have placed in the marketplace, letting men and women know that it is okay, Father, to live lives to full and overflowing measure. So, Father, I praise you and I thank you. Lord, I ask this morning that you speak through my vocal cords and you think through my mind. none of me and all of you. Father, I ask you that the word that you want to go forth on this Labor Day goes forth with purpose, passion, peace, and power. And I thank you and I praise you. Amen and amen. Well, guys, this morning I'm not going to be before you long, but I'm going to go to Isaiah 54. And Isaiah 54 is just a powerful, powerful word. Isaiah 54 said, it starts off saying, sing, O barren. And, you know, I was studying it a couple of weeks ago, and I was a little upset at God because the scripture said, sing. And then it goes on to say, O barren. And then it goes on to say, thou that didst not bear. And then it goes on to say, thou that did not travail. And maybe if any of you, if you're listening and you haven't been in situations where this is not the time that I want to sing, it's a little hurtful that God is asking you to sing and you are barren. And so as I read it, I sort of asked God, you know, why would you want someone to sing in the midst of barrenness? You know, why would you want someone to sing? And if you're a mother or if you're a person that has been wanting to have a child, you know, I've had some clients and people as a pastor, I've had to minister to women that have been praying and going before God and asking God to bless their womb. And guys, that is very painful. If you go to the book of Samuel and we read Hannah, think of Hannah and think of Penina. Think of Hannah with the ridicule that she went through because she was barren. You know, and I brought that together to the Lord and I said, why are you asking people to sing in the midst of barrenness? And then God said, go further. And I want to read it for some of you, for somebody this morning. This scripture may heal. And barrenness, guys, does not just mean not having a child. Barrenness could be maybe you've been looking for a mate. Barrenness could be many of you on this call, you're in business and you see other people being successful. So barrenness could be, you know, your business not moving forward. Barrenness could be so many different things. Isaiah 54 said, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth in singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. He said, sing in the midst of your barrenness. And then he goes on, he said, thou that didst not bear. So God is, he's letting us know, yeah, I know what I'm asking you. I know who I'm speaking to. You're barren. You did not bear. And then he says, break forth into singing. Somebody needs to do some singing and some dancing this morning. And as I was talking to the Lord about it, and I was about to teach it, God said, many times we focus on our barrenness. We focus on what we didn't bear. We focus on what we do not have. And God is saying this morning, sing. There's someone on this call. You're looking at what it is. Sing. And the second verse said, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Come on, guys. God, what are you telling me? You know I'm barren. You're telling me now, go buy a crib. You know, you're telling me go add an extra room to the house. You're telling me go decorate. And you know that I'm barren. Are you trusting God this morning that in the midst of your barrenness, you're lengthening your cords and you're strengthening your stakes? Are you trusting God this morning? I'm talking to somebody because I want you to hear me. When God had me studying this, my life looked so desolate. And I know that there are people out there because our lives are desolate because we look at the natural. I've been on this call for a while, and many of you know part of my story of my being abandoned as a young wife with three children. And my deciding to hang out with people and walk around and want to have a pity party and call myself a single parent, you know, and the Holy Spirit jacked me up one day. And God said to me, did I abandon you? Did I leave my position? And I said, well, Lord, he said, I'm asking you, why are you calling yourself a single parent? Did I leave? Did I abdicate my responsibility? And I said, well, Lord, no. He said, so you're not a single parent. Because I never left. I will not leave nor forsake you. So sing. This morning, maybe you lost your job and you're complaining. And God is saying, I am your provider. He said, why are you walking around complaining and whining? God said this morning to sing. Lift up your voice and sing in the midst of barrenness. Yeah, there may be a Penina in your life, if I'm not saying it correctly, guys, you Bible study people. In your life, you still sing. Yes, she might be laughing at you because all her children are running around her, tugging at her, the end of her dress. But there's a Samuel in your womb. Hear me this morning. There's a Samuel in your womb. And that's why God is saying to sing. Sing by faith this morning. Sing and trust God, knowing that whatever he promised, he's able to perform. Sing in the midst of the gossipers. Sing this morning like you've never, ever sung before. Lift up your voices and loud let it ring. Your Jesus is coming again, he said to sing. He said, enlarge your territory. I'm going to go a step further this morning. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch forth your curtains, your habitation. Spare not. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. And the third verse is great. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. I want you guys to hear this and understand. I know many times you have theologians when they preach, they go back to, you know, the history and, you know, what historically this means. Let me explain something to you guys. The Bible is a now book. And each and every one of us have the ability to let the Holy Spirit give interpretation to us. And many people, when they read this, oh, this was Israel, and when this was happening. No. Let me explain something to you. The Bible is the living word of God. I'm taking liberty this morning. The Bible is the living word of God. And when you read it, you make it relevant and relative to you and where you are. You make it relevant to where you are. In the midst of your depression, in the midst of something happening, this is not Israel, this is you. God is telling you to sing. God is promising you that when you lift up your voice and sing, I will send you a Samuel. God is telling you this morning, doesn't matter what you're dealing with or how you're feeling, take some time to lengthen your cords and strengthen your stake. Maybe you just lost that job. Okay, so what is God telling you? Fix your resume. Get it polished up. Because there's a job out there for you. Maybe you're like I was, being divorced, and God is telling you, get yourself ready. I'm sending you that new mate. But you can't get that new mate if you're still living in the land of the breakup. What about your business? You know, I know that most of us are in multi-level marketing. A lot of things happen in multi-level marketing. And God, I'm going to give you a piece of advice this morning. Stop gossiping. You're in multi-level marketing and half of your team leave and go somewhere else. Just sing. Just sing. God said, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes. God is in total control. And what God promised, he's able to perform. And so many times we want to hold on to things, and God has new and better and brighter. There are millions of people in the world that have never heard of your product, never seen your product. God said this morning to sing. Stop looking at what you have in your hand. If Moses had focused on what he had in his hand, there would never have been a parting of the Red Sea. What do you have in your hand this morning? God said, lengthen your cord, strengthen your stake. Move out. Move up. Start thanking God for what you've done. Start thanking him for where you're going. Forgetting the things that are past, you have a responsibility this morning to press forward. Dr. Vanessa, I honor you this morning as you're singing, Dr. PK, singing. Keep singing, guys. Lift up your voice and sing. Somebody's going to hear the melody. Somebody's going to say, my God, look at what they're going through, and they're still singing. And you're going to give somebody the faith and the courage to go through and to sing. I'm talking, guys. I'm not close to a clock. So, Tiffany, please pull my ear. Let me know that if I'm over, if my time is up. But I want you guys this morning to sing. I'm going to go one step further, quickly. He said, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. For you shall forget the shame of your youth, and you shall not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. So this is what the fourth verse is saying. It says, fear not. So wherever you are this morning, whatever is happening in your business, do you understand? The people that are ridiculing you, those that are laughing, come on, she's been in this business for so long and nothing has happened. You know, he's saying, fear not. Do you understand? Thanks, guys. And then he said, don't be ashamed. Come on, somebody. We allow the enemy to lock us down. Don't be ashamed. Okay, so you're barren. But God is telling you, you're going to bring forth. Your business is going to grow. Stop whining. Stop allowing people to make you feel less than you are. He said, fear not. If you read the fourth verse, he says, don't be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. God is not going to have people laughing at you. God is not going to keep you in the land of barrenness if you sing in the midst of your barrenness. He said, for you will forget the shame of your youth. You will forget the times that you were barren. Come on, somebody. When your field start growing, when your business start exploding, God is going to put a spirit of forgetfulness on you. You will forget all those negative things. He said you will forget. You shall not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. This morning, I came by to tell you to sing. I came by to tell you to lift up your hands and give God praise and thanks. I also came by to make an offer to some of you. You know, I love talking to Dr. Vanessa. She cracks me up when I'm speaking to her. I've been a life coach for more than 15 years. Many of you know I'm a pastor, and I do a lot of studying. And one of the anointings on my life, that's why I can sing, guys, is that for prosperity. When my former husband left, he forgot that I was the prosperity magnet in the house. My former husband left, and guys, my lifestyle never changed. Never changed. My children went off to college, traveled all over Europe, did everything. Why? Because it was anointing on my life from God for prosperity. It has always been and will always be. And that's something that I teach. And I'm doing a mastermind. I do masterminds every 3 or 4 months. And I'm inviting some of you on this call to join me on one of my mastermind calls. If you want to know how to sing in the midst of barrenness, just come and sit under me for 3 months. If you want to be able to enlarge your territory, if you want to know strategies, if you want to be able to understand how did Andrew Carnegie have Charles Schwab be who he was, I'm inviting you to join me to a mastermind I have coming up. So give me a call. My number is 516-521-9927. 516-521-9927. Come and join me and understand, get the teachings of how you can sing in the midst of barrenness. It is possible to sing in the midst of barrenness. And the last verse of this whole scripture, I want to close with it, is no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's Isaiah 54. Read it. Why? When you sing in the midst of barrenness, it is impossible for weapons to form against you. I'm going to marry the two. When you sing, the first verse says sing, and the last verse says no weapon. So this morning I came by to tell somebody, I came by this morning, this Labor Day day in Brooklyn with we and the Caribbean people having a ball, to pass some of that Caribbean joy to you, to let you know when you sing in the midst of barrenness, no weapon. No weapon formed against you. No weapon formed against your business. Come on, somebody. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Join me in my mastermind group. You think you're having fun this morning with me? Be part of my mastermind, and you'll be able to understand the blessing of the Lord on your life. I love you guys with the love of God. I give peace, joy, and love to each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. And I thank God for the opportunity this morning to just lift up my voice and encourage those of you on this call to sing. Sing in the midst of your barrenness, because it is in singing that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. I give God praise and thanks for the honor this morning to speak to you. Father, I thank you for the word that went forth. I thank you, Father, for the seeds that's going to be producing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Over to you. Back to you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Dr. Lucille, you finished right on time. What a powerful, profound, and on-time word. Thank you so much, woman of God, for blessing us this morning. Let us go to God in prayer, and I'll be calling you back to give us our benediction. Father, okay. We come to you this morning just singing a new song, thanking you for this a new day that you have made. And, Father, we will rejoice and be glad in it no matter what. And so we celebrate you. We honor you. We thank you for those who have labored for our American society, Father. And we pray, Father God, that all of our labors will not be in vain, Father. I thank you for this, the Master's call. And I thank you for Dr. Lucille. I thank you for the word that went forth mightily this morning. I pray that our ears were open to hear and receive what she said, Father. And that as we go through this day, we go with anticipation and expectation that greater is coming. And so we give your name the glory, Father. We give you the praise and we give you the honor. And it is done in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. I know you want to go back and hear the replay for this call, so please dial 712-432-1085, the access code 957-677-pound. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call where you will hear me again. That number is 530-881-1300 and the access code 539-598-pound. Don't forget the millionaire call this afternoon at 12 noon Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Same number, 530-881-1300 and the access code 539-598-pound. Please, please, please make sure you start preparing yourself. We are 38 days away from celebrating Artist International's 25th anniversary. All roads lead to Las Vegas, Nevada, where we will be in celebration on October the 14th and 15th. We will be at the Luxor Hotel. There have been discounts given on a corporate rate for Artists International. And so you want to make sure that you are there because they will be unveiling to us what will be happening in Artists International within the next 5 years. So I hope to see each and every single one of you there. Look in your back office for details or get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will give you information about Artists International. At this time, I'll ask Dr. Lucille Carroll-Scott to come back to the line and give us our benediction for this day.
Praise God. Praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May the favor of God hotly pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. Walk in the authority wherein you were called. Remember today to sing. Be blessed. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal day. Amen.